This is Rusty Tanton.
And Amber Ray.
And you're listening to Mostly ITP on the Georgia Podcast Network, the show that's now available in assorted party colors. In this episode, Amber talks to Ray Andrews, owner of Aphrodite's Toy Box, a sensuality boutique near downtown Decatur. Amber was fresh off the pole, a little banged up, but not too winded.
This is Amber, and it's July 26th. I'm here at Aphrodite's Toy Box, and I just finished my Wednesday night pole dancing class, and now we're going to have an interview with one of the owners. Say your name.
My name is Ray Andrews.
And just to start out, in case people don't know about Aphrodite's Toy Box, because I didn't know about it for the longest time, what is it? What is Aphrodite's Toy Box?
Aphrodite's Toy Box is a women's sensuality boutique. We provide needful things for all intimate and romantic occasions, and we cater to women and their partners and their friends. So it's unlike anything else that's in Georgia or the South, mm-hmm. because all of the other erotic boutiques or shops cater to men. And I think that this has been a very comfortable environment for women to come into by themselves and to bring their boyfriends or girlfriends into, and they've just loved it. So I'm very happy that I've been able to provide this.
And it definitely is a very different environment. Our listeners can't see, obviously, but I'm sitting here and I can tell that it's very different than walking into a Insurrection, for example, where the neon lights are on. And I don't know, when I go in those stores, I feel like everybody's watching me. And how would you say, again, to me it's obvious sitting here, but how would you say to the listeners that your store is different from that?
Well, I really want Aphrodite's Toy Box to become an epicenter for women to do different things, to be able to embrace their own sensuality and empower themselves with their own erotic powerness.
Mm-hmm.
By having things like clothing in all different sizes up to 6X and shoes of all different levels and types and hose and different types of novelty items that really lean more toward and are geared more toward women. Books that are informational and educational, movies that are educational by doctors that can tell you and mm-hmm. Give you instruction on things. We have artwork in here. We have different artists that have their work in here, and we have different kinds of spoken word and poetry that different local people write and come and read. Mm-hmm. We have open mic when we do that every month. We also have book signings. We've had a couple here. We have one coming up this Saturday. We have dance classes here that I started. I was the first in Atlanta.
Really?
Yes, I was. To have the vision of having pole dancing.
Uh-huh.
And have the vision of having different kinds of classes like the pole dancing, the belly dancing, the exotic dancing, all the things where women can move their bodies and feel their sensuality and give them permission to do it so that it is okay, so that it's not a taboo, so that it's not something that, you know, is outside of or dirty or, you know, that's controlled by someone else, by their condemnation. It's something that we do very well and we enjoy. So why not come together and laugh and do it?
Absolutely.
You know, and doesn't it make you feel wonderful when you get
done?
It
does. It really does.
You know,
the endorphins are going.
Absolutely. You know, no matter what your day is like, your week, your year, you know, I have women who come in here that have been recently divorced. Or who've broken up with their boyfriends or lost their jobs or moved here from out of town. And really, you find a community here, mm-hmm. you know. And not just that, but you do it for you. You empower mm-hmm. yourself to come in here, and I do the rest. I provide anything and everything that I can think of to help you, you know, just let all that go, put it behind you, and have a really great time.
So it's really more than just a store. There's
it is.
Events, there's so many things that you talked about. Tell us about the book signing that's coming up this weekend.
Fiona Zed has her new book out. We have her first book in here called Bliss, and her second book coming out is called A Taste of Sin, and we're really excited about it. And she'll be doing that between 5 and 7 this Saturday, which is the 29th of July. On the 28th of July, we have a Stiletto 2 spoken word poetry reading. And this particular one, and they're always in an erotic nature, but this particular one leans more toward more fetish, BDSM kind of readings and writing. So that's going to be interesting. It'll be the first one that we've done like that. And then we have a art opening from Lisa Iris. If you get to look at her site, it's lisairis.com. Some of the most amazing art I've ever seen. And we're going to be having a party art opening for that on August the 26th, which will be Saturday, also between, I think it's between 6 and 8.
Okay.
So, and we have different things. We have fashion shows. We're going to be doing a fashion show, kind of skit-oriented dance promo event that'll be coming up in August. We just haven't scheduled the exact date for that yet. And we have a lot of pole fitness classes that we've just added to our pole dancing because it just seems the fitness and pole together has mm-hmm. just been such a really energetic thing. And then we have pole dancing, and we're starting our own Aphrodite's Initiation to the Pole, 8 sessions of dance classes. And we've got two of those coming up, which just lets you familiarize yourself with the pole, yourself, your walk, your attitude, a little dance routine. That you can do that's all yours from beginning to end in that period of time. And we like to call it an initiation because it is an initiation to the pole. And it'll just go on from there because we've already lined out like three different ones that we're going to name them after goddesses. And we'll get back
Very
to you
cool.
on that.
All right. Well, how did you first get the idea or inspiration to start Aphrodite's Toy Box?
Well, I did not ever want to be in retail. It was never something that came along my path. For years, though, I've traveled all over the world, and I would go into different sex shops in Europe and all across the United States and Canada. And I found some different places, some different shops in different places that really were more friendly toward women.
Mm-hmm.
And I enjoyed that. I enjoyed the fact that there were things out that you could pick up and you could turn on and see how they worked. And, you know, that you could ask questions about, you know, do you have information on this? Do you, you know, and it was limited. You know, it was just one area, just about toys. And I enjoyed going in there, and I would take some of my friends sometimes into different shops, and they seemed to have a better time with it, but there was never anything like that here,
mm-hmm.
or anywhere in the South, or anywhere up to New York on the East Coast, really.
Yeah.
And I don't know, I was thinking about 2 years ago, it was the beginning of 2004, I was flying back from Boston, and I went, boy, why doesn't somebody open a shop? You know, that women can go into and feel comfortable in. I mean, we're a metro city. We have, like, all of this population of women. Come on. You know? We're metropolitan here.
No-brainer.
We can do this. Yeah. Who's going to do this? And then a couple months later, I had an opportunity for a business plan to do something. I wanted to do something different, and I went, that idea came back to me, and I went, you know, I can do this. I can do this for the women of Atlanta, you know, because we just... It's needed.
It
we don't
really
have
is.
Anything like
I agree.
This. And I just really put my own flavor into it, incorporating all the different aspects of things. Like, if I wanted to go out mm-hmm. and do something, if I had a date or I was going to go out of town for the weekend, I'd have to go to 5 or 6 or maybe 7 different stores to get things, you know? Why not put everything in one place? Why not have all of the needful things
mm-hmm.
that you would want, like candles and oils and clothing and shoes and hose and information and music and, you know, everything, aromatherapy. It's just, I'm trying to provide everything that I would need, you know, with some suggestions. And I think that I've done a pretty good job so far. I want it to expand. I'm in the process now of expanding it. So I just want to do more and more. And it's just been so well received. I couldn't be happier with the way that the neighborhood has really just enjoyed me being here, and everybody who walks in the door is just so grateful. So it's been empowering for me as well, and I didn't think I needed more empowerment, but
you could all use a little more empowerment.
Absolutely. You know, you learn things every day. You really do. And I'm open to learn things, and I'm open to teach things. So really, that's why I did this.
Do you think that it might make more women a little more willing to come in and check out the store because it's called a sensuality boutique rather than a sex shop? Do you think there's a difference there?
I think there's a huge difference there, and it is a sensuality boutique. It's not a sex shop. It's about sensuality.
Mm-hmm.
It's about your sexuality, but it's not pornographic.
Mm-hmm.
It's not spread out distastefully. It's not exploitative. It's really for your enjoyment and your pleasure. And it's for you to feel comfortable providing those things for yourself. Mm-hmm. That you don't have to be like creeped out. You don't have to feel like who's looking at you, who's going to size you up for what you're getting. You know, and I have things in very discreet ways laid out in here so that, you know, you have your privacy to do your shopping and, you know, people. And everyone that comes in here honors that. They really do. And they honor each person in here so no one invades anybody else's space. And you know, there's a lot of laughter in here. And it's good laughter, like hearty, genuine, fun laughter, not nervous laughter, you know. And even nervous laughter will turn into fun laughter because, you know, we don't want you to be embarrassed. We want you to understand this is a part of everyday life. This is like eating. This is like sleeping. This is part of human beings. It's what we are.
Absolutely.
And we are very sexual and very sensual. And so why not provide a place that allows you that in a comfortable way? Mm-hmm. And where you feel like, yes, it is a part of your everyday life. It's not something you shouldn't be doing or you can't talk about or you can't do or you have to hide. That's it. I want it to be empowering.
One thing that I immediately noticed that's different from any other store that I've been in, aside from Babeland in New York, which is the only one that I can think of that's even comparable to Aphrodite's Toy Box, is that it seems like all the other stores around here have smoking accessories, as they call them, in the same store. And to me, that I don't see the two as going together, and it's always been a little odd and off-putting to me that they're put together. Like, you know, things that are on the fringes of society or looked down upon, you know, and I don't like that connotation.
I don't either, and, you know, I'm not going to judge, you know, whatever anyone wants to do. But it was not something that I felt fit in with Aphrodite's Toy Box. It's just not a part of what I'm promoting. It's not a part of the comfort level. And it's not, you know, I want people to come in and spend time enjoying themselves and looking around for things. You know, I don't, it's not just a place you drop in and pick up something like that, you know.
Right.
It's more or less, you know, you have a little time to spend on yourself and you want to come look at things or read something or, you know, find out some new information about something or get some bath salts and go take a bath in a candle lit bathroom, you know, something like that. So it's more, it's a cross between Babeland and Good Vibrations and Victoria's Secrets and, you know, your aromatherapy shop and, you know, just it's a combination of so many different things that I'm trying to put together here for women's enjoyment.
Very cool.
If women are enjoying themselves, their partners are going to enjoy them as well.
Yep.
And they're going to enjoy their partners much more. And I can speak from experience.
Excellent. Well, just to wrap up, I guess give us the all the information, website address, location, so people can check you out.
Yes. It is really simple. It is www.aphroditestoybox.com.
Imagine that.
You can Google us and it will come up, or you can just type it in. The phone number is 404-292-9700. And you can call and ask questions about anything. You can go on the website. We have on the website, we have the class schedules. We also have an events page. We have a picture gallery of some of the things that we've done, and information about us. And on the website, we do have quite a bit of the items that we have in the shop, but nowhere near what we have in the shop because it's a work in progress. We're working on that all the time. So, you know, we try to provide, you know, a visual so you can kind of see what's going on. But, you know, you really need to come into the store to see.
Well, then that is the final word. Come into the store and do yourself a favor because it is a great place. Thanks for talking to us, Ray.
Thank you so much, Amber.
Thanks for listening to Mostly ITP on the Georgia Podcast Network. Visit us at gapodcastnetwork.com. If you know a Georgia band or a hippie with a guitar that would like to have their music featured in a podcast, have them contact us at info@gapodcastnetwork.com. This way, the ending of the shows won't seem so abrupt.